Okay, we got the Rangers lineup here live from Globe Life Field. It is the G-Bag Nation. Great to have you in. We have Krusty's Corner coming up here in a few minutes, but it's time for your sports hodgepodge segment here in the nation, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, please call the Frankels first, 214-333-3333. And now it is time for this.
TJ Houshmandzadeh, could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone listening to you guys?
The home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly. No one's listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, do you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that, you rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Little shock jock stuff.
Okay, before Walchuk gives you the lineup, I do want to tee up a question to the Tolos here. What is your must-have item at your 4th of July extravaganza party?
Glizzies.
Okay, as we get set for America's 250th birthday. Walchuk, give me the goods on the Rangers lineup today. What are we looking at? Who are we looking at on,
well,
Corey Seager bobblehead night?
Yeah, I'm fired up because Cam Colley, our guy, is starting in center field. But Justin Foss leading off. It's the lefty lineup because you got Framber Valdez getting the start for Detroit. Foss playing second. He's leading off. Josh Jung batting second, playing third. Ezekiel Duran in right field. Jake Berger, your cleanup batter, playing first base. Higashioka catching for Evo. Cam Colley then in center. Elias Diaz is DHing tonight after he hit a home run, his first as a Texas Ranger, to end the series there against Cleveland. Alejandro Osuna in left, and then Nicky Lopez playing short will round out your Rangers lineup.
I love Nicky Lopez, dude. If I had to buy a Rangers jersey right now, might be Lopez.
Nicky Lopez?
I think it would be Colley one.
Well, you just take, because I you think take Lopez, futures. I'll take Colley, then we got our guys covered.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I'm kicking myself that we didn't ask him about the jersey number, the 27.
Oh, dang it.
Because they threw him with 91
right.
in spring training, and he lit it up.
He did.
But he knew that was not the number that he wanted,
yeah.
And I'm kicking myself not to get the deets on
we'll
how,
get him back soon.
27. Yeah, we will.
He's
got a long
star.
Career. Long, star-studded career ahead of him for Mr. Cam Colley. 877-881-1053, your number one must-have item at your July 4th extravaganza. I like this in the 469. Just give me a swimming pool, baby. Got to have that
okay.
swimming pool.
Yeah, the swimming pool is ideal. We're going to be going over to my father-in-law's, and he's got the pool, so he knows he's kind of hosting these, like, Labor Day, Memorial Day, 4th of July. But to me, it's like I got to have a glizzy. I got to get a hot dog of some sort or a brat, just some type of meat. You know, just, yeah, that's America.
Meat inside of a bun,
mm-hmm.
preferably vertical,
yeah.
and not the horizontal burger
no,
style.
And if you want to go tacos, fajitas, quesadillas,
you can really
make
run
a Tex-Mex,
the gambit.
I'm totally down for that. But after watching, and I watch it every year, Nathan's Famous, the hot dog eating contest, you know you're just craving it. I mean, I thought about doing, actually, this year, we do, like, a glizzy off. Where we are
a
now,
glizzy off.
Yeah, we're now putting together
is
all the various glizzies. You know, the Seattle dog, the Chicago dog.
Mm.
You know, you've got your chili cheese dog. You've got your classic American dog. Your Mexican hot dog, which we're doing wrapped in bacon with some refried beans. Like, there's a word for this that I can't think of right now that really brings it all together.
It's a glizzy off.
But I prefer glizzy off, and I love a good glizzy.
I'm here for that. Okay, speaking of the Nathan's hot dog eating contest, this is something that's very, very exciting. We have Joey Jaws back in his natural habitat of just housing Nathan's hot dogs at a historical rate. But I believe the star of the show every year is the master of ceremonies for
Hype
the hot
dude.
Dog eating
Hype
contest.
Dude. He's the owner of Major League Competitive Eating.
George Shea.
What's our
he
guy?
Is all
well
time.
Dressed too.
He's well dressed. He always meets the moment. This is just a couple of years ago, just to give you a taste of George Shea and what we have in store for us here on July 4th with Joey Jaws. Listen to this all-time intro.
There will be a day that is the end. The collapse of time and all that stood within it. A day of nothing, of no one, of nowhere. But that day is not today. Today we burn bright. Today we blind the earth with our desire. And while it is still ours, we will bend history to witness this moment, to witness this man.
music is just brilliant. Here he comes, baby, with the mustard belt.
The humble consequence of carbon. The fleeting spray of life turned diamond by the sun. Yes. Forever suspended in that instant. Indifferent to the gods. For he does not envy their power. He will not plead their pardon. He will curse and spit and sneer and shout his name at the heavens. I am the shining arc of humanity. Yield to my dominion. And if we must compete for our place within existence, we submit as our champion, the champion of the world, of now and of always, of the air, of the fire, of the sea, of the land, of the free!
Yes!
America. Ladies and gentlemen, the Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut!
That'll get you going, baby.
Has there ever been a better intro? Has there ever been a better hype man? The answer is no.
No.
And
no.
How can you not be romantic about Joey Jaws in his natural habitat?
Man,
that is absolutely freaking 10 out of 10. I look forward to it. My kids actually look forward to it now. I had them sit down and enjoy it last year. They were pretty fired up about
hell
it.
Hell yes. You're raising them
questions.
Right. You're raising them right. Last year,
he's
appointment television.
No. What you promised them. Hey, afterwards, girls, this is what we're going to do.
Oh, they dig it. They dig the
There's
competition.
There's no way.
They respect it. They love it. I keep telling them about, hey, this is the guy, and then you let them know a couple of the competitors that are going to act like they're really competing against Joey Jaws.
Badlands
you can see,
Booker.
Like, the first 10 dogs, they're kind of on pace, and then next thing you know, Jaws is at 24, and they're still at 14, and it's just like boom, 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 and he plays with a big lead.
Are they trying to have their own hot dog eating contest?
Maybe one day. Maybe one day we'll have the Chia Follow hot dog eating contest.
I sense maybe a trip to the ice cream store. I do.
Well, I think that's a win still for everybody.
It's a win across the board.
Right?
They loved it. I love it. And I look forward to it on Saturday. Lucius, your number one must-have item at your 4th of July party.
Reposado tequila.
Woo!
Premium, please. No cheap stuff. I'll wash it down with a nice, cool grilled burger.
Mm. I love it.
You
man.
Are a burger guy.
Everything off the grill. Yeah, I think
yeah, you got to be on the grill, bro.
Having a great grill master,
yeah.
I think, at your party is hugely important. Often you're going to his place. Like, yeah. it's a home game for him.
And you know he's good at what he does when he asks you, how do you want it?
Yeah. He starts getting specifics on it.
Yeah. I just need to know the temperature.
Pulls out the thermal pin.
Yeah,
I got you.
Oh, man, my gosh. Fantastic.
And it is. It's the Glizzy Flight. Thank you to the 817.
Oh, a flight of
it's
Glizzies.
It's a flight of Glizzies.
Okay.
That was my idea.
Just
here.
Of all the different varieties.
We're just freaking going to town.
I do like that idea.
That's on your spicy links?
Yeah, the hot links.
Yeah, that's on your spicy
Earl
link
Campbell.
Right
like
there.
Like Earl Campbell's.
Your chili pepper link.
Yeah. You got to have some of that, man. You got to have some of that.
I like a little caliente.
Yeah.
We got the lawn games coming in here in the 817, having some fun. Yeah, I don't know. Is it the cornholes and things like that?
Oh, sure.
Having that going down is always important.
Zach and Frisco brats and brisket.
100%.
214 back-to-back tequila and big booty Latinas.
Right.
Wow, okay. Yeah.
It comes from our guy Lucius, sir, I believe. That's
here
right.
We go.
That's a beautiful thing. Good music, ice cold beer, and of course, good friends and family. I like this.
How about some shade?
Yeah, that's
AC.
Important.
How about shade?
That's important.
Yeah. If you're going to be outside.
Well, having the pool.
Yeah,
right? I'll take pool over shade,
but
ideally you have both.
But you could have both. You could have the pool and have an area to sit to watch everybody. You could be in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not interested in
pasty.
I'll tell you what though, out there in the pool though, if you could play some water volleyball.
Ooh,
now I'll
call.
Do that all day.
Good call.
Will
I will play water volleyball all day.
Do you have your T-shirt on when you're playing?
Yeah, or? I have to because I've got skin problems.
It's the skin problems.
Yeah. It is.
It's the sunspots.
Yeah.
I do want to shout out the stat of the month for your Texas Rangers. The leader in strikeouts in June.
Mm-hmm.
What, like pitching strikeouts or they're striking out?
No. Pitcher.
Okay.
Jacob DeGrom.
How about that?
Led the league in punch outs.
There we go.
In the month of June. And, of course, Jacob Lass.
He also gave up the most home runs in the first inning of any pitcher in the month.
Yeah, you know, it's a different stat category.
Why do you think that happens?
I don't know.
I mean, not so much. Why the rough start to start the game?
I don't know.
It's weird, especially for a veteran guy like that.
Yeah. Do you not know or you not care to know?
No, I care to know. I would love to. I mean, I think if they knew, they would have fixed it by now.
Yeah.
I don't know that they know. I just think you get a solid lefty hitter up there, and all of a sudden, it could be problems.
Yeah.
And then he just, like, you see one of them, and then he's able to settle, and respect to him for that. Mm-hmm. But I don't know that they know the answer to it. Was there a silver lining last night after the red card for Team USA?
No, I'd like to say no, there isn't one, because I want to have our best striker. And, yes, I said best striker. Playing against Belgium, but if this is pizza related, then maybe.
Yeah, Domino's. I had this a couple of weeks ago before the tournament started, but Domino's.
You told me how much you hated Domino's.
No, it's
that's not, Burger King.
It's Burger King.
You know, I just you don't even hate these things.
Well, schmoppa schmons.
You would eat it.
He doesn't hate food. He acts like he hates food, but he doesn't hate food.
If I were to put a Burger King Whopper and some Domino's and Papa John's and Culver's,
if you wrapped up a Whopper with cheese and just a
devour power it.
Yeah, but as soon as I finished eating it, I would look you dead in the eye and I'd say, "Well, Chuck, I've had better."
That's
and then
fair.
You'd have to go home.
Could
and
you
have
tell
to know
the
that.
Difference if someone wrapped up a Whopper with cheese in a just a neutral paper? Area paper bag
neutral paper area
could you
I would freaking know. Okay, 100%.
I
you got a Whataburger,
not no,
a McDouble or
no
something
way.
And then Burger King
no
I'm
way
you,
no way
because we blindfold
fast,
you
as fast as you eat there is no way you could identify that.
My taste buds have adapted to the speed.
No way.
Okay, and so now they can actually, they can formulate an opinion.
Why do you lie to people
on the
like
taste?
This?
They've adapted to the speed.
You don't know
They're
my taste buds, bro.
Bro, I've
you
seen.
Don't know my taste buds.
I've seen you eat enough to understand where you're at.
I've got speed buds.
Well, you had Domino's saying that if any American player got red carded in the World Cup, they would give away $1 million worth of emergency pizzas, and so it was over 60,000. The problem here is they're all medium pizzas. Mm. Like if you're doing this, let's go. Large with it.
Pizzas.
Like, what are we doing? Yeah. But yeah, 60,000 free pizzas were dealt out last night. That's a little bit of a silver line.
How quickly did you have to call in? Did you have to call in immediately after?
You had to be
after
one of the
they went the VAR. They did that. And then, get the phone.
No, it wasn't a race against time. From that standpoint, I think you had to like
there was a time limit on it.
You had to click on this and register before the tournament started.
So you had to be in the queue.
You had to get ahead of it a little bit. Right. Okay, there's your hodgepodge here in the G-Bag Nation, live from the Comerica backyard at Globe Life Field, getting you set for Rangers and Tigers. Jared Sandler joins us at 5:00. Coming up next, Krusty's Corner.
Yeah, let's buy Peyton and McKenzie a wedding gift. We'll do that next.